And how many officials have been suspended? And how many officials have been in charge on the development? Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Member.
Thank you. I've noted Honourable Njoko, and then followed by Honourable Mu. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama Chakasin. I don't have questions, but what I have just comments to the department. Maybe I'm calling the Yabomuti department or Dijinati Malaki. Baya was who attended this committee meetings. No minister, deputy minister. But in the presentation, I will interrupt. Kodwa ukhona izinto obona ukuthi uma befika bezokwenza ipresentation bayafika bayakhala ukuthi hayi with all these challenges I understand the chairperson ukuthi uma sifike ngoJune if I'm not mistaken now it's October. Maybe we have global session business to be longer. Kunale outcry ye supply chain esali bakho. Mhlawumbe ne auditor general's report indicated the supply chain. Maybe department kufanele ke isibeke ukuthi ithini ama changes asay now. Ngoba abantu bayakhala ukuthi ababhadaleki like abafonklento yemisebenzi abanayo. Obesini kunale nto ye-municipal rates and taxes. U-local government, u-government ufuna 3 spheres. Yet when you check local government like municipalities, each department, I come with zithini inhlelo zokusebenza nabo just specific ngoba thina sihlala emakhaya where sisebenza very close nabo masipala. So if each department ifika the national office ingenawo umkhombandlela othi benzani siya kanjani phambili. Yona service delivery emakhaya siyayibona. But it's not enough kubantu if the department ingakwazi ukuma ukuthi nabo sikwenzile sibone nathi siyazi thina as members of parliament or councillors. But the department must do more in terms of to claim. Ikhona lento ethi if aniwazi ukuthi nabo kuhle then kuyobonakala kakhulu okubi kakhulu emehlweni ethu. So lukhona utshintsho in terms of ukuthi benikade nila now nine unqualified report. But uma uqhathanisa i-unqualified report the service delivery, because you can get i-unqualified abantu abayokujaja nge-unqualified report, people will judge on the service delivery. But when you check i-service deliver emakhaya, you are doing well. But bese nina department ningakwazi-ke to own what you have. So mhlawumbe ngokunokwami if a department can do more ukusikhombisa ukuthi nako esinako since ngoba if ubuka i-auditor general's report ubona ukuthi ugcina ungenalo ithemba ukuthi baso was complete audit. Ungenxa yokuthi case nangendlela ubona the auditor general. For example, kwi auditor general's report beku nalento ye irregular expenditure. Webo ubona ukuthi kusho ukuthi kubi kakhulu. But uminister kwi presentation yakhe explained very well ukuthi what is irregular expenditure. So uma ke izobukeka ikwizinga lekuba ukukhuluma kakhulu upublic works uyinto esebenza kakhulukazi nolocal emakhaya based uqonde straight thina emakhaya. For example, public works built is gold. So kwi-presentation kufanele sibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kwi-province yakwaZulu-Natal upublic works from 2009 mhlawumbe ngaba yi-big report but summarize ukuthi we built these schools. For example, we joined by uMzimkhulu thina KZN where bekungenasikole but now andikwazi nokubala ukuthi how many schools esenizakhile, it's more than ne. But in your report ugqama kakhulu kubi, that's why ngisithi you must do more and nikhulume nabantu as much as sihlele boardroom, but we represent abantu base South Africa. So uyibuka iface ka public works iyinto ongenawo ukuziqhenya ngayo. For example, today we are talking about Nkandla, 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 of which the public works is not about Nkandla, it's about service delivery kubantu. So in this situation esikuyo mhlawumbe ngiyoyicela i-department ukuthi asike sazi ukuthi yini eyenziwa public works, because all members of parliament we know ukuthi public works wenzayo, but the department ayikwazi ukustand up usichazele ukuthi yenzayo, because upublic works ibukeka eyinto eyenza i-corruption kakhulukazi. So it's just my comment ukuthi as much as nisebenza, for example, there is issue of abasebenzi baba public works bebe namas games go and play all provinces, but if ungazi then awukwazi ukubona ukuthi public works is doing much better. So I'm trying to say pull up your socks if need be, but do something to make this department or the face of department kube yinto abantu abafisayo ukuyibona. Like there is a department yakwa Home Affairs where uHome Affairs wayemingale ndlela bona ukuthi uma uzolahlekwa yi-ID awazi abantu bengakwazi besaba ukuya kwa-Home Affairs to get ama-ID. Same applies now, you have public works building schools, cleaning, roads, everything. And siyayibona imigwaqo ikhona, siyazibona isikole, but there is no one stand up and say these things. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable member. Let's go to that honorable Mubu, and then after that it's honorable Matete.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the presentation, DG, and the Honourable Minister, who's not here. But had he been here, I would have said to him that it was gratifying to see him invoking the scriptures in dealing with the issues of the department. And that shows that I think the challenge is very big. When a communist calls on God to sort out his problems, I'm sure it's overwhelming problems. But Chairperson, the turnaround strategy that the department has adopted, I think it's a welcome approach to dealing with the issues in the department. But I'm wondering, DG, how much buy-in you're getting from the staff, because whenever you come up with a new approach to work, a new ethic, in fact, even an ethos. You have to inculcate in the staff a spirit of accepting the new spirit. It requires a change of attitude towards what they're doing. In other words, it's no longer business as usual. It has to be adopted, a new spirit has to be adopted by the staff. Now I want to know, Chairperson, DG, what sort of programs are you putting in place to inculcate a new spirit in the staff? Because we don't want to bring new wine into an old container, because it won't change much. So my question is, with this new strategy that you have brought up into the department, what programs have you put in place to change the attitudes, the approach to work, and the discipline, the new discipline in the department? Secondly, Chairperson, the issue of on page 31 of the annual report, there's reference to, under program 3, reference to transfers and subsidies that were underspent by 4.3 million. And you said that this relates to transfer of payments to provinces for EPWP integrated incentive grants.
Yes.
And the statement goes on to say, funds were withheld from provinces due to their non-compliance to the Division of Revenue Act. I want to know, Chair, what impact does this withdrawal of the funds have on the creation of jobs in the provinces? The process where that money was withheld, what sort of impact did that have on the department, on the creation of jobs, EPWP jobs? But also, is there anything that the department is doing to help the provinces to improve their compliance with the Division of Revenue Act? Thirdly, Chair, on page 36, looking at a paragraph where it says, the problem the department has during the year under review approached the National Treasury for a special dispensation to deviate the often competitive process. It's terrible feedback. For bidding process for the backlog of expired leases, and that this dispensation was proposed and negotiated with the landlords and for the renewal of or extension of.
Could you kindly try this microphone, perhaps? I don't want to say the microphone doesn't like what you are saying.
Probably. It's possible.
Chairperson, I was saying that the National Treasury has this deviation from established to certain conditions being met. But my question is, why were the leases left to lapse? What happens to those officials who neglected their duty to an extent that this leases elapsed, and then, of course, obviously, there was cost issues relating to this business. I think this is all for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Honorable Mayor Matthew.
Is there no one from the hotel who can assist with the sound system? We are battling here and we have paid for services.